Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Every year, you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, and others just disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherent Select from Zoetis, an innovative multi-breed genomic test and weekly genetic evaluation. Once again, if you want to make more reliable selections, choose Inherent Select from Zoetis.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, October 19th, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 27,946 head on the 19th of October, and they've got details up on the website, SuperiorLivestock.com. A new look for the website, by the way. It looks mighty nice, and they've got lots of details for you about the upcoming auction coming October 19th, starting 8 a.m. Our summertime intern, Macy Carter, is taking Dr. Kim Anderson's famed marketing course here in the fall of 2023. She had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Dr. Anderson about some of his work within the grain market scene, including a look at the latest crop production and WASDE numbers, and asking Dr. Anderson what marketing advice in regards to the grain markets right now does he have for farmers here in the fall of 2023.
Well, what they need to know about grain prices right now, especially with wheat, is what's the price going to be for the 24 harvest. And with the corn and the bean harvest about over, they're looking at allocating their land, labor, capital, and management for the 24 crops. So I think right now they should be looking at the prices on down the road. Now, corn and beans, they've got to sell what they're harvesting. Normally in Oklahoma, we pull the trigger on that during the harvest time period. Right now, the market doesn't indicate much changes in corn or bean prices. So I think what a producer should look at is what's my cost of production for 24 and what are my prices looking for out that far in advance.
And Dr. Anderson weighed in on where he sees wheat prices going into this year, into 2024.
I personally think that the wheat market is near the bottom. You look at wheat stocks, they're relatively tight. We've got below average any stocks, both in the world and in the United States. Our average price for wheat's around $5.75, $5.80. Our current cash price is up just above $6. So we're right now just a little bit above average. And with the stock situation, I think we possibly should be a little higher than that.
As for pricing, some of this wheat that we've just planted or are planting, it'll be harvested in 2024. Kim Anderson says, I wouldn't get in too big of a hurry.
Kim's philosophy is that just wait and see what the prices look like in April and sell your crop at harvest time. You look over the past 5 or 10 years, harvest has been the best time to sell it. Don't sell it all at once. I'd stagger it across the last half of June, July, and August. I would just stagger it out, say, 5 or 6 sales, 10, 15, 20% at a time. Right now, concentrate on getting your wheat in the ground, keeping your costs low, and producing a high-quality product that someone wants to buy.
Grain Market Watcher, Dr. Kim Anderson. School land lease auctions continue this week, Monday in Lawton, Tuesday, Elk City, Wednesday, Stillwater, and Thursday, Shawnee. You've got farm news. I'm Ron. National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com. And that's your farm news. Ron Hayes, OklahomaFarmReport.com.